Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 1st of April, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, today certainly belonged to the bulls, and, you know, we've got peace breaking out all over with Vladimir Putin saying that he's going to withdraw some troops from the Eastern Front there regarding Ukraine. And we've got Janet Yellen saying that employment will need to be supported by easy money for a good lengthy period. She said that yesterday, of course, and I mentioned it in last night's audio. And then, thanks to Michael Lewis, the high-frequency traders, those who at least who have been involved in front-running, are being investigated. And investors are certainly liking it. Starting with Asia, well, Japan was down a tiny bit, but they've got their sales tax to deal with, and there's a little bit of nervousness in terms of how the markets are going to respond and how the economy is going to respond to that, and that will probably persist for a little while longer, keeping Japan in its current range. But elsewhere, Hang Seng Index had a good day today, up 1.3%. China, a little bit steadier in here today. Not an upward dynamic, but a gain for the Shanghai Composite of 0.7%, in other words. And the Shenzhen Composite up about twice that, twice as much, more than twice as much. Mostly markets higher in here. Australia is an exception with a tiny, tiny loss, 0.1%. Ditto Malaysia. And also New Zealand, which has been on such a run recently. The star performer here looks like, today at any rate, looks like Indonesia, up 2.2% here. But the runaway leader to the upside remains India. And now I say runaway, it's been moving up, I think, for the last seven consecutive days, extending that push into new high ground. And you know what this is all about. It's the forthcoming election, and is big question, is Narendra Modi going to have a workable working majority? Let's hope so, at least from the investor's perspective, but I don't think that clashes with India's overall perspective one iota. Now, looking at other markets, European markets very strong in here today, a lot of new highs. And just to mention a few of them, I always am pleased when I see some of the bigger southern European markets, such as Spain and Italy. I mean, Italy's been pushing into new high ground here for the last 3 days, and Spain is right up by its recovery highs. So, again, they're all way off the all-time highs, as you're probably well aware, but this is good action. The charts look bullish. Overall, they're pushing up out of what are really very extensive ranging base formations here overall, confidence picking up in Europe. And we had new highs also for the two broader indices, the SX5E, that's that Euro Stocks Index, and also for the banks, new highs. So this is looking quite positive here overall. Now, also some interesting developments in the United States, which had such a good day yesterday, and it followed us up with pretty impressive gains in here today. Only just under half a percentage point up for the Dow, but the S&P This is a new closing all-time high for the S&P at 1885.52, and that was up 0.7%. NASDAQ, which had been underperforming but was outperformed yesterday and did so here again today at 1.64% overall. Now, the Dow theory advocates, and this has been a favorite indicator for a number of people going back, oh gosh, what is it, about 130 years? Well, what it requires is a confirmation by both the transport index to get a Dow theory buy signal or reaffirmation of an upward trend. Requires both the Dow Jones Transports Index to hit a new high, and also for the Dow Jones Industrial Average to hit a new high. And the Dow Jones Transport Index did so here today, and the Dow is very, very close. Another good day tomorrow or later on this week would actually achieve that. So the bulls are still very much in charge here overall. Most of the other Americas markets were higher, although Brazil, which has been on a run recently, had a little pullback, but it's just over a quarter of a percent down. Elsewhere in the U.S. bond market, the U.S. 10-year bond market, now that's been range bound since the beginning of February in a very tight range between basically 2.6 and 2.8%. But it has, starting in early February, it's had a series of gradually rising high lows, gradually rising lows within that range, which suggests that we're going to get a push through the upper side of that short-term range. And that would occur on a sustained push above the 2.8 level, and we're not very far off that here right now. So again, to repeat myself, bulls in charge here. Now, not much going on really in other bond markets, but we're not getting much upward pressure. That's the key point here overall. And looking at commodities, well, the sustained run to the upside that we'd seen by the commodity indices over the last few months, I mean, that has certainly paused since the beginning of, since about the middle of last month. But overall, there's a fair amount of firmness. Now, what is definitely not firm here, there are gold and silver. Although silver's managed a small rise here today, but it's, we're at 19.79, so it's quite oversold in the short term, and it's back in an area of prior support, but we haven't had anything that looked remotely close to an upward dynamic, which would increase confidence. Palladium is steadier, recovered from lower levels here today, was down at 767 for a while, but closed above 780 here for a small gain. I think platinum also had a reasonable gain. 1429 is the big number, and that was up 8.5 here today. And gold, well, 1280, and that's down just under $4. Now, in the grain and bean sector, which has been quite strong recently, wheat was a little lower. Wheat has got the shakiest looking of those patterns, but corn was higher, up to 507.5 after yesterday's big gains. And soybeans also extending a range breakout, as is corn, and that's up to 1484 and a half. Crude oil, on the other hand, has moved lower in here today, Oh my goodness, that's it's just catching us because it's still trading after hours. But the WTI crude, that's the US contract, is back below $100. Currently trading down $2 at 99.60. And let's have a look at the Brent. And Brent down 2.5, down to 105.29. Industrial metals a bit steady. And that's pretty much it here today. So all the very best to all of you.